Still Life with Heron by Frédéric Bazille. Still Life with Heron symbolizes the friendship between the future Impressionists from 1865 to 1870. In 1867, Bazille began a painting of a heron in the studio in the Rue Visconti in Paris, which he shared with Renoir. And Renoir has left us the image, also exhibited in this room, of the Montpellier artist bent over his easel, painting his picture next to a landscape by Monet hanging on the wall. At the same time, Alfred Sisley, another friend, was working on the same motive. A grey heron hung by its feet from a sturdy wooden table, its open wings spread across the canvas. Behind it, a gun butt and probably a game bag. In front, laid out on a piece of white cloth on the ground, a jay and a magpie. In contrast with Bazille, Sisley reduced the importance of the background, using a tighter frame and focusing more closely on the birds. Bazille's clever and balanced composition, slightly theatrical, is rejected in favor of a closer study of the actual material. The two artists are openly paying homage in their own way to Manet, whose still lives from the years 1864 to 1865 have influenced their choices, not only in terms of subject, but also of style. A supple, fluid, and economic brush is used to produce an objective rendering of the different surfaces. The very limited palette, another borrowing from the older artist, plays skillfully on the contrasts of blue-gray, dazzling white, and black and beige. A single note of color, pink and blue, slips almost imperceptibly into the jay's plumage. Gaston Bazille, a great duck-shooting enthusiast, took the painting for himself whilst on a visit to Paris, rather against his son's wishes.